The Gemara related an incident with Rabbi Yochanan and his Talmud Rabbi Elazar, who didn't come over to greet him. Rabbi Yochanan expressed annoyance, says, why is he not giving me Shalom Aleichem? And Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi attempted to appease him. He says, look, that's the minigam bavel, that the lower ranking person does not address the high ranking person. That's their minute. And actually that's a greater expression of covet, of respect to you. So he turned around an insult, he turned it into a demonstration of covet and respect. By doing so, he appeased Rabbi Yochanan. Now, regarding this halacha, whether a Talmud should initiate a greeting to his Rebbe, we find the machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch brings two shittas. Some hold that you're not meant to initiate shalom to your Rebbe. And there's another shita, v'yeshayim, that we do so. And that actually is the minhag. So it's interesting that we find several references to this issue throughout Gemara. There's a Gemara in Shabbos where Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Hashem, to Shemaim, and Hashem turns to him and says, Moshe, ain't shalom be'ercha in your city? They don't greet shalom. They don't give shalom aleichem. Well, why don't you give me shalom aleichem? So it sounds pretty clear from that Gemara that even a Talmud is meant to greet his Rebbe with shalom aleichem. On the other hand, the Gemara Bracha speaks about a Talmud who gives shalom to his Rebbe. That's terrible. He's goyrim l'shchina shetestalak misrael. The shchina should leave Klal Yisrael. So we have a steer, and I think it's Tosfos there, who says that it depends how he's going to greet him. Sure, a Talmud is meant to give shalom, but in a respectful manner. He's not meant to express himself as though he's equal in value, of equal footing. You're meant to add another word, shalom alecha Rabbi, or shalom alecha Rabbi Mari. So that explains the two Gemaras. When the Gemara speaks about Hashem asking Moshe, what happened to shalom alecha? He meant a proper shalom aleichem, full of respect, shalom aleichem Rabbi Amari. But the other Gemara where greeting a Rabbi is something frowned upon is when he's treating him as equal value, shalom aleichem, without saying shalom aleichem Rabbi Amari. So that's how we explain the discrepancy within Talmud Bavel. So some of Farshim say that the two shittas of Shulchan Aruch reflect the respective shittas of Talmud Bavli, which maintains that a Talmud should, out of respect, should actually greet his Rebbe, whereas in the Yerushalmi we see that's not something meant to be done. It's a show of disrespect to greet the Rebbe. Right? They said that was his minhag. The minhag was not to greet the Rebbe. The truth is, we find it throughout Talmud Bavli. You know, the whole halacha of Teich Kedei Dibur is based on this concept of a Talmud greeting his Rebbe, right? Teich Kedei Dibur means that within, you know, 3-4 seconds, within the time it takes to say this, to express this greeting, it's still considered one time unit, right? And what's the share of Teich Kedei Dibur? What's Dibur? As long as it takes for a Talmud to greet his Rebbe, Shalom Lechem Rebbe or Shalom Lechem Rebbe Meir. So many halachas are based on this precept that a Talmud will indeed greet his Rebbe. So it's pretty clear from Talmud Bavli that it is something advisable. Whereas here in the Talmud Yerushalmi, we see perhaps that it's not something meant to be done. But some say no. That even the Yerushalmi theoretically holds that it is something that's meant to be done. In fact, Rabbi Yochanan was quite upset that it wasn't done. The point was that they have a minhag not to do it. It's like a chumrah. In Bavli, they had a minhag not to greet. And that was where Rabbi Yaakov Idi responded here. It was their minhag. But apparently, standard procedure was to greet a Rebbe. Shalom alecha Rebbe Amari. And therefore, there's really, this is the Vilna Gaon. He says, really, there's no discrepancy between Talmud Bavli and Talmud Yerushalmi. All hold that you meant to greet the Rebbe just as you greet anybody else. However, add another little element of kavod instead of just shalom aleichem, Rebbe Umari. Interesting point is that Rabbi Yochanan happens to be the Manda Omeher, who's quite upset at this lack of respect, this Rabbi Elazar ignoring him and not greeting him. And Rabbi Yochanan himself, the Gemara tells us elsewhere, was very meticulous in practicing this mode of behavior, this concept of looking to greet people. The Gemara in fact tells us that even a guy he would greet, Rabbi Yochanan is very into this. Greedy people, even a guy in the street. And here in Canada, it comes up quite often. You walk out in the street, especially early in the morning. It happens to be on the way to shul sometimes. You see a person walking his dog, jogging, and they will actually turn to you and say good morning. It still exists in this world. So yeah, you have to be careful that even a nachri sometimes, a hello, a good morning, a total stranger would be in place. In fact, I was once walking home from shul with Rabbi Shmuel. I was walking next to Rabbi Shmuel Birnbaum. This was way back in my teenage years in Brooklyn. So I had a shaylin and a gemara. So it was a good opportunity on the way home from shul on Shabbos. And I was walking alongside him, and he greeted everybody. In fact, I remember clearly there was a woman who Sephardish woman. I'm not even sure if she was religious. Her Shmuel Berman Zatzal turned to her, called out to her. She was walking in the middle of the street, about at a distance from him. And he called out to her and said, Shabbat Shalom. This was a Rosh Hashiva of Shmuel Berman. And, it made a great impression on me, a great impact. How a true tzaddik, how a true gadol conducts himself.